This month, our podcast is brought to you by J. Brooks Coffee Roasters in Memphis, Tennessee. You know by now how much I love coffee, and J. Brooks has a special place in my heart. True North is their original signature blend. Its name points to Jesus Christ, who they say is the real owner of this company. The name reminds us that we are guided by unwavering integrity and clarity of purpose directed by our Lord. The name derives from the world of orienteering, finding your way across terrain with a map and a compass. In order to stay on course and avoid getting lost, the compass must remain oriented toward true north to avoid getting off track by the pull of the compass toward magnetic north. When trekking in the backcountry, the alignment of the compass with true north must be regularly calibrated multiple times along the path in order to stay on course. Did you know that? I love learning new things. Just as the pull of magnetic north can get a hiker off track and eventually lost, so the pull of the world can also affect each one of us. If we're not careful to constantly calibrate ourselves, our spirits, ethics, morals, decisions, with our perfect standard in Jesus, we'll slowly but surely lose our way and end up somewhere we don't want to be. It's in these moments when it's especially important to create some breathing room and ask, how's all that working for you? J. Brooks Coffee Roasters offers True North as a perfectly balanced cup that reminds us to remain centered in the one who is perfect to orient our lives every day. And hopefully we'll savor a cup that infuses a bit of tasty delight along the way. To order this signature blend for yourself and learn more about J. Brooks, click the link in the show notes or visit jbrookscoffeeroasters.com. That's the letter J, brookscoffeeroasters.com. Hey, welcome to episode 41. You're listening to the podcast where we ask, how's all that working for you? In this space, we ditch the sugarcoating, embrace authenticity, and ask the bold question that sparks transformation. I'm your host, Rachel D. Baker, guiding you on this journey to create some breathing room, set healthy boundaries, and get intentional with your time, guilt-free. This is Real Talk with a sprinkle of sass, and we're always seeking the truth in God's Word. Today, we are talking about living in your God-given purpose. That's really the theme of the month. For today, I just want to quickly reflect on what that looks like in a really, really practical way. Because it's nice to be like, oh, let's live in our purpose. But what does that actually mean? What does that look like? So let's start with this question. Have you ever seen someone sleepwalking? Or maybe you have done something like that yourself. For example, I have a friend whose son, when he was a teenager, he would get up and be found in the kitchen eating, but he was sleeping. And it was like, hey, bud, what you doing? Why are you eating? And he wasn't even really coherent, just stuff in his face. They had to make some adjustments. I have another friend whose younger child would get up in the night and try to just leave out the front door. They had to put locks on the door. I know several people who live in that, actually. And it's just kind of a, hey, bud, where are you going? Why do you need to go? Trying to figure out what's going on until you realize they're just doing it. They're just up and doing the actions. And here's the thing is so many of us are doing something very similar in our daily lives, but we don't even realize it. So I've got to ask, how's all that working for you? Today, let's just take a moment to think about these two questions. What are we doing? And why are we doing it? These are important things to sit with for a minute. Are you going through the motions of life? Are you just kind of in a routine? We talk sometimes here about feeling like you're running on a hamster wheel. And where is it actually taking us? I've got one client I worked with, and I have this quote from her because it just hit me so hard between the eyes. I thought, girl, I've felt that. I've been that. So I want you to hear it. See if this resonates with you. She said, I'm just doing what needs to be done. It's like I'm running on autopilot, but I have no idea who set the course. I'm definitely not the one steering the plane. I have no idea when I handed over the controls or how to get them back. Am I even allowed to do that? And that last piece, am I even allowed? Yes. Yes, you are. This is your life. Are you working and serving others? And yes, but this is your life. So the first thing I just want you to sit with is, are you finding yourself running on a hamster wheel? Do you feel like you are going through the motions, going through the routine, but you're not really sure where you're headed? And if so, keep listening because we're going to talk this out. The next thing I really want to address is something I hear very frequently from my coaching clients, and that's we don't have time to live in the present moment. We're too busy knocking out to-do lists to live intentionally. And as I say these things, I realize, and maybe you are realizing too, like, that sounds ridiculous, Rachel. That sounds ridiculous. And also, that's my life. Do both of those hit for you? Because that's where I find myself a lot of the time if I don't get intentional with this process. You know, I have these quotes because I'm so passionate about this. This is who I'm working with and talking with all the time. And when they say these things that just resonate with my soul, I just think, same, same. And this is why I'm so passionate about what I do. So here's a few more quotes. See if any of these resonate with you. I have one woman who said, I need more clarity on what I want to pursue and how to get the ball rolling. I need somebody to help me sift through these ideas and just decide the order of operations. I have been there, and I love being able to help people with that now. Another one said, I care too much about pleasing others and not making myself a priority. Yes, I feel that too. And this last one, she said, I've got too much to do to stop and think about what I actually need to be doing. I don't even know if I'm spending my time doing the things that matter, but the hamster wheel just keeps spinning. It breaks my heart, and it also brings up memories for me. I love what I do because I feel like I'm helping my past self a lot of the times. When I get to speak with groups of women or have coaching clients that are in this boat, I'm so excited to help them get to the other side. Again, I'm going to pull out the questions as we ask, how's all that working for you? I want to know, are you feeling too rushed or overwhelmed to enjoy the quality of life that you want to have and to be present with others? We did an episode early on. It was episode 5, I believe, and I'll link it in the show notes. But we talked about the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. I love this book. If you need a quick overview, go back and listen to episode 5 when you're done with this one. But I want to share a few quotes from that book that speak to this topic specifically, because it's just a great resource for this whole idea. All right, here are a few quotes. He says, people in a rush don't have time to enter the goodness of the moment. I feel that. Another one, slow down long enough to observe your life from the outside. And that's what I'm calling us to today. I want us to just slow down, not a real long time. I'm not asking you to go take a weekend retreat right now, but let's just slow down a little long enough to observe your life from the outside. Love that. He quotes Socrates at one point, the unexamined life is not worth living. Ouch. Not worth living. That feels harsh, but that one hit me really hard. Two more quotes. This one says, life is right under our noses, waiting to be enjoyed. And the last one, he says, we achieve inner peace when our schedules are aligned with our values. And you might have heard some of those back in episode 5 if you've listened. And if not, obviously, I love this book and recommend it. So you can go back and listen to episode 5 when we're done. But I've got one more thing I need to share. I see you over there. You're constantly doing all the things for everyone else, but when do you have time to breathe and take care of yourself? God did not create you to be an afterthought, sis. It's time to refill your cup so that you can keep pouring into others without running on empty. I'm hosting a 3-night, 2-day retreat for women who struggle with constant exhaustion, feeling overwhelmed, never feeling caught up, and wishing they could just escape for a hot second. I want you to click the link in the show notes, or you can head over to racheldbaker.com to join the waitlist for the Renewal Retreat. Be the first to get the details for our next retreat so you can rest, recharge, and find refuge with other women who totally get it. You can't truly invest in others until you've invested in yourself. So click that link in the show notes or head over to racheldbaker.com and join the waitlist for the Renewal Retreat. Living in your purpose means living in your God-given strengths and skills and passions. And I am going to ask, do you know what those are? In previous episodes, we've discussed our identity and priorities, how to figure out those priorities, hobbies, which to some feels like who can have hobbies, but we talked through that and why they matter. I'll link all those episodes in the show notes as well if you just want to binge a few on this topic. But I'm gonna say to you, what if you created some breathing room to actually think about these things and to live in a way that celebrates who you are and how you were created? What would it be like to feel confident in how you spend your days when you make those decisions with purpose? Not running on the hamster wheel, not going through the motions, getting the routine done, but taking a minute to be intentional as you set your purpose for the day, for the week. What are you doing? You can fill your cup to serve others. Have something to pour out, something that will glorify God. We recently talked about this. I got to be on an episode of the Leadership on the Rocks podcast, episode 62 with Bethany Reese. And I'll link that. There's so many links in the show notes today. I got to talk with Bethany and she speaks specifically to leaders, whether you're leading a team in the workplace, if you are leading your family at home, whatever that looks like. And we just talked about the importance of leaders to create some breathing room to really fill their own cup, spend time with God, and be intentional about how we're spending each day, what we're focusing on. Let's just recap it all. I want to give you something really actionable, practical, not pie in the sky, live your best life with purpose. Let's get real. We get this one life. Like, this is it. There's not a redo after this. There's eternity in heaven with Jesus, which let's go. I'm ready. But while we're here on this earth, this is it. One life. And how do you want to spend it? Do you want to continue running on the hamster wheel, watching every day pass you by, getting to the end of the day and going, what did I even do today? Or can you take a little time to reflect and to reset, to live an intentional life in your God-given purpose? And if this sounds a little overwhelming or you're like, I don't even know how to get started, I'm just here to remind you, it's literally the thing that I do and that fills my cup. Helping you get this sorted, whether it's managing your time better or getting clarity around those pieces of what your strengths and skills and passions are and what it looks like to live an intentional life. It's literally what I do. That is the coaching I provide for women. And I want to share with you one of the girls I've worked with, Allison. This just filled my cup to the brim. I want you to hear from someone who I got to work with and said it was worthwhile. Allison said, before our sessions, I was feeling overwhelmed by all the possible avenues in my business, trying to balance my busy schedule. Rachel offered support by talking through my goals with me, discussing my capacity, helping me develop an actionable plan to get started. She also made sure to help me find ways to balance my work tasks with other important things in my life. She helped me put the wheels in motion in a way that actually feels doable and aligns with my values. You literally couldn't say anything nicer. Allison, thank you so much for that. You are rocking it, by the way. If this sounds like something you really are ready to get a hold of and live your one life with intention and purpose, just grab a free coffee chat. I've got a link. It'll be in the show notes. It's on my website. Just a free 20, 25 minute chat just to say, like, this is what's going on. This is how I feel. This is where I wish I could be, or I don't even know where I need to be, but I really want to work it out. And we can talk about what the next best steps could be. Maybe it's with me and maybe it's not, but at least have that initial chat to say, this matters and I want to take action and do something about it. It's free. Click the link, book a time that works for you. I would love to talk with you about that. If this was helpful for you, share it with a friend, girl. I want to get this message out to as many women as possible. So share the link with a friend, share it on social, tag me, let me know what you thought. We're here to spread the word that we're done sleepwalking through life and we're ready to get intentional, live with purpose, serve others, and glorify God.